This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
This is Tech Webcast.
Computers.
Technology.
Gadgets.
And other geeky stuff.
It's on iTunes. It's awesome.
And it's from the future.
Follow us at twitter.com/techwebcast.
And
on Facebook. And check techwebcast.info for info. Tech Webcast.
Turn on. Tune in. Drop on.
And welcome to episode 249 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 27th of July 2013. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday and rebroadcast on Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. Your hosts today are Brad, Jody, Steve, Jacob, and myself, Andrew. And our special guest today is Australian actress Sonia Carroll. How you doing today, Brad?
I'm good, mate. How you going?
I'm doing well, buddy. Doing well.
I'm good. I'm not sure why I can't hear myself through my mic. There we go. What's been going on, Andrew?
Just another work week. I actually had my dad in Melbourne this week. He came down from Brisbane and we went and saw the King Kong musical during the week, and we watched Melbourne Victory versus Liverpool at the MCG, the Melbourne Cricket Ground. So it's been, and my wife's birthday was yesterday, so it's been a pretty busy week.
And happy birthday to Christy.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy birthday, honey.
Does anyone else want to say happy birthday to her?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Happy birthday, honey.
There we go. Happy birthday, Christy.
I hope she listens.
Happy birthday.
Okay, Jacob. Did you mention the episode number, Andrew?
I did, 249, which means what, Brad?
250 next week, mate.
That's it, 250 episodes next week. Confetti, that's falling balloons from the sky, all sorts of things.
And it's going to be an action-packed show. We've got Jacob on. Welcome back, Jacob.
Welcome yourself, Brad.
Leave the voice out, mate. How's your week been?
All right.
And you got a new mic stand?
Yes, I'm using that right now.
Good stuff. Enjoy that. Steve, Chatterbox Live. What's up, buddy? Steve, you there?
Hey. Nothing really new. Can you... hello?
Yeah, hello? Can you... I hear you. What's going on, mate?
Oh, nothing new. I just got some relatives coming to visit, so I've been a little bit busy, but...
All right. Good stuff. What's up? We got Jody on. Welcome, Jody.
Thank you, Brad. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you're always here every week. It's good to hear. Sonia Carroll's on again. Hey, Sonia, welcome back.
Hi, guys. How are you all?
We're good, thanks.
Hi, Sonia.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the show. And Andrew, before we get to the news story, let's talk about Chromecast for a minute. Mate, have you heard much about this?
I've heard a little bit, Brad, but I'll let you take away with it.
Well, have you seen it?
I haven't seen it yet, but I've seen a couple of articles about it, but nothing in the flesh, obviously, in Australia.
What do you think of it so far? Have you seen it? Or?
I'll wait. I'm sort of reserved until I see a bit more about it. But it's a bit of a shake up.
Basically, what you do is you just plug it into your TV, set it up and stuff, and you know that sort of
thing. Yeah.
And then you can just Chromecast stuff from your Google Chrome tabs or from your phone or whatever.
Yeah, I'm really interested to have a good look at it once it's available.
$35 is pretty cheap.
Over here, it's crazy cheap.
Well, I'm getting one. Jennifer's sending me one, so I'm going to review it when I get it. So I'll let you know when I get it.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. Jody, have you seen it, Jody?
I'm sorry?
Have you seen this Chromecast thing, or whatever it's called?
I haven't. You know what? I haven't seen it in person, but conceptually it sounds like it's somewhat of a deal breaker for people who are considering getting an Apple TV and haven't yet plunked down their $200. So $35 sounds a heck of a lot cheaper. Well, it doesn't have all of the things that an Apple TV has in terms of available channels and apps, but it's Google, so I'm sure they're going to be building a lot of apps and things for it.
Definitely. Yeah, Paul Terry Wallace, he bought 8 of them, I think.
Why?
Not sure why. He's got so many TVs, it's unbelievable. Also, you get 3 months of Netflix, that's actually stopped. So, unfortunately,
yeah, they already stopped that.
They did indeed. What about you, Jacob? What's your view on this? You've seen it and you've interviewed, you've talked to someone about it. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I like it, but I might be getting one very, very soon.
Oh, really? Jennifer's going to send you one, is she?
Yes.
Okay, good stuff. Steve, are you getting one?
Probably not. I don't know if I, well, see, I've got my Mac Mini attached to my television, which is probably going to give me much more flexibility, vice, you know, the Chromecast.
Chromecast, yeah.
I think one thing to remember, though, is it's not actually beamed directly. I mean, Chromecast effectively is a mirror for whatever's on your device, your mobile device, but it actually runs through the cloud, so you're still actually going to chew up data, mm-hmm. even if you're using it within a local Wi-Fi network, which I think is a bit disheartening.
Mm. Yeah.
It doesn't beam directly from the device through your network. It actually goes through the cloud.
So are you saying then that it will lose resolution?
No, just saying that it's going to chew up data. So basically, if you are watching, so if you want to, if you've got something on a device, on your Android device, and you want to beam that through using your Chromecast device to a screen, to a television, it won't actually beam directly from the device through your Wi-Fi to the TV. It'll actually go through the cloud. So it's going to chew up network data through the internet, which can be disheartening. Look, if you've got an unlimited internet account, it's okay. But if you've got kids and people using the internet, it's going to clog your local network.
Does that same thing as AirPlay is in it though, Andrew? That chews data as well, doesn't it though?
I believe so, but I would have thought that they could have looked into that for a brand new device.
Well, for $35, mate, what do you expect? It's good, you know. You can't.
I expect the world. It should be free.
Well, $35 is not much money for people to buy these sort of things if they want to.
No, and you'll have $200 data charge.
Yeah.
Andrew, are you sure that it doesn't go through the same way as AirPlay does? Because I thought it was using the same platform.
That's from what I read on Engadget.com earlier this week.
Yeah, I agree with Jody. That's the same thing as AirPlay. You know, you press a little button thing on the YouTube app and then push the video to the TV.
I'm just trying to bring it. Just one second.
I agree with Andrew too, because I just did some reading today and I found from two different websites they're kind of saying that you need to have an internet connection.
Yeah, you do.
Because that's where it's actually streaming from. It's
right.
Not streaming
For AirPlay, it won't work. Well, you still need an internet connection for AirPlay. You can't use AirPlay without an internet connection.
I thought you could.
No, you can't.
No.
You can't.
No.
Okay, it says on Engadget.com, where I read earlier this week, in brief, it's a $35 HDMI dongle that mirrors content being played nearby on a tablet, smartphone, or computer. Importantly, though, the mirrored content is not beamed from your local device, but is streamed from the cloud direct to the dongle when you activate mirroring on a Chromecast-compatible service.
Wow, yeah, that will chew up your data then, isn't it?
Hmm.
Well, I've got plenty of data. I don't know about you guys, but Joe, do you have what about you? Do you have an internet? What internet do you have? Unlimited or?
Interesting. In my house, I have Comcast. I think that any internet service, even the unlimited one, because on my phone I have AT&T, but they do have like a governor on it. After you reach, I think it's either 3 or 4 gigs of data. They say it's unlimited, but they slow it down tremendously. So I imagine if it's going to eat up the data like that, that would be a problem for anyone.
In Australia, we have unlimited internet and things, but it still comes under what they call fair use policy, which is sort of unlimited, but unlimited as long as you don't go crazy, which is really weird.
Hmm.
There you go.
I ordered one, so I don't know if that was a good idea or not.
I ordered one. I'm getting one too from Jennifer, so I can't wait to get that. That's going to be pretty cool. I'm using Netflix as well, so that's going to be good too.
You're using Netflix in Australia, Brad.
I am using VPN.
Oh,
should I have said that or not, Andrew, or not?
Probably not announcing it on a public available radio.
Well, anyone
nonetheless, it's been done.
Anyone else? Everyone.
On a side note, Brad, you and I will have to be having an after-hours conversation about this Netflix access.
Sure, I'll give you some tips. Sure.
Especially that we can't get it in Australia.
Well, I have to say it's pretty good money. It's $8 and plus I'm paying $5 for the VPN. Everyone does it. TechAU does it. Jason Cartwright does it. And he's the one.
Yeah, I love Netflix. When I was out
there
in LA,
it was awesome. Involve other names as well.
Well, he's the money. He's the one who did the blog post about it, so I can do it. He doesn't care, so he's the one who did it. So TechAU, go to him. and read the article there. So techau.tv.
And next week, Tech Webcast has been shut down.
We'll be operating from Melbourne Penitentiary next week.
Yeah, probably. But it's live on location.
Exactly. All right, let's jump into some news stories, Jeremy.
Okay. Yeah, you know, interesting in the news this week. First story has to do with the latest ripoff from the smartphone carrier. Now, I know in Australia, your smartphone or your phone companies work a little bit differently, but evidently what's happening here is that there's a new policy that's being brought out, new payment plans. And they're trying to position it almost as if you're leasing your phone instead of buying your phone or you're renting it. Basically, Business Insider says they're all a ripoff and something that no budget-aware consumer should ever consider signing up for. Obviously, those are pretty strong words, but what they're talking about is an upgrade plan. It's called either Jump, Next, or Edge, dependent upon whether you use T-Mobile, AT&T, or Verizon, and they all work basically the same way. You rent your smartphone from the carrier with monthly installments, then you can trade it in for a new one once you've made a certain number of payments, which kind of sounds exciting if you're one of those people who always wants to trade up to the latest and the greatest phone. But what you probably don't realize is that you're paying for the phone already in the monthly amount that you're paying. But in addition, now with this new plan, they're also asking you for another like rental fee, so to speak. So you wind up paying a lot more for the phone than you would have if you had gone with a traditional plan. Interestingly enough, before we came into the podcast, I had a call with AT&T, that's my carrier, and I currently have an unlimited plan, or what they call an unlimited plan, and I called about a different issue, but the gentleman was very interested in talking me into this next plan, telling me how much better it is. So just be aware. Kind of an interesting twist to how they're going to make more money on us. In other news, there's also some buzz coming out of Apple. Evidently, they're testing a 13-inch iPad and a larger iPhone, and that's according to The Verge, as reported by The Wall Street Journal. They say that Apple's testing iPhones and iPads with larger screen sizes, and that's according to a supply chain report from The Wall Street Journal. The size of the iPad, screen size just under 13 inches, and an iPhone with a screen measuring 4 inches diagonally. And, you know, interesting because we know that there's been a movement towards phones with larger screens, a little bit more accessibility. Yet to be seen is when Apple is going to actually be, you know, introducing this new device. Also some news coming out of Google through Engadget. We're learning that the new Nexus 7 is now available to order from Google's U.S. Play Store. So for those of you who are Android and Google supporters, you can get the new Nexus 7. It's under $300. It's thinner, lighter, and more powerful. And there's a 16-gigabyte version and a 32-gigabyte Wi-Fi-only model. They're on track to ship next Tuesday. And you can be looking out for a cellular version, which will be shipping in just a few more weeks.
I have something to add.
Okay.
Go
ahead, Jacob.
If
actually, Jake, can I just can you just move back from your mic a bit, mate? It's a bit distorted.
Hold up. Is that better?
Yeah, that's good, mate. Yeah, go ahead.
What I was saying was, I was reading on Google Plus. They look like they released it to Best Buy.
Huh.
Yeah, and also some lucky guy a week earlier got a new Nexus 7. He ordered it from Office Max, and bam, he got the new one, not the old one.
Wow.
Could be a mistake.
Interesting.
So was that a mistake, Jacob, that they gave that to him, or what? What happened?
He paid for it, so they gave it to him.
Wow, that's unbelievable. I'm getting one. I love it. I'm going to get one. Go ahead, Jody.
Okay. In other news, the Samsung Galaxy Note 3 may come in three screen sizes, 5.5, 5.7, and 6 inches. There's rumors that say that there's only going to be one size, but now we're hearing some other rumors that there's going to be three different screen sizes. not really quite sure what the advantage is, but I'm sure we'll hear more about it, because at this point it's just a rumor. Let's see, what else? In other news, we talked about the Google Chromecast, and that's an exciting new dongle. It goes for $35. You can, it's basically an HDMI stick, and you can bring internet video to your living room. And it's interesting because Google was struggling with Google TV, so it's a lot less expensive than Google TV might have been. Question is whether they are cutting off their nose to spite their face or whether they're doing something smart. Google's pricing the Chromecast, like I said, at $35. The technology is similar, as we discussed earlier, to the Apple TV device. And I'm sure we'll hear more about it as these things are shipping and you guys get to play with them a little bit. And last but not least in the news, we have an interesting story. So I know you guys have been playing with Instagram, and you've been playing with Vine. Well, right now, apparently, Glide is now going viral, and it supposedly overtook Instagram as a much more popular device. It's going viral, they're saying. And they're saying it's on a roll of sorts. In recent weeks, it's been climbing the app charts on both platforms, Android and iPhone, as high as number 6 overall in the Apple App Store and number 1 in the App Store social networking section. And just today, the iPhone app is ranked number 16 in the US Glide's top market, one spot below Instagram. So I don't know, I'm curious if you guys have used, or if you have a preference. Instagram was purchased by Facebook not that long ago, and they recently added video. And Vine has been the Twitter version with the little video clips, and there was this struggle between Vine and Instagram, and now Glide seems to be slipping past both of them. So I'm curious what you guys think. That's good news, Jody. Great news.
Well, excellent news stories. Jacob, let's go to Jacob first on that one. Jacob, what do you reckon?
The Glide? Yeah, I've used it. Someone's got the stream going in the background.
Yeah, you need to mute that. Who's got that playing? Glide's a great app. Jody, do you use it?
You know, I have used it, and I guess my feeling is that they're all a little bit different. Glide, at least my impression of Glide, is that it's more like a video where you leave a video for someone, they can pick it up when they want to, and it is kind of like a video chat, so to speak. Instagram, now they've added video, but for the most part, I use Instagram because it's fun to be able to manipulate pictures.
Yeah.
And then you can post it on Facebook, you can post it on Twitter. And I like Vine because it's fun to look at what people have done, how creative they've been with it.
Definitely.
But they're all a little different.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm about to say. Glide and the Vine and Instagram, they're totally different apps. Yeah, totally different apps. Glide's a messaging video thing, and Vine is a video making thing. Yeah, Andrew, what do you reckon? I'm enough. Go ahead, Andrew. What do you reckon?
Yeah, as Jody sort of said, they're all a little bit different. I'm not a huge fan at all of Vine. I've never got into that. I think 6 seconds of sort of random video just doesn't work. Instagram with a 10-second video is getting closer to where we need to be. Yeah. I notice a number of people in my Facebook now are sort of doing 30-second and 1-minute videos and things like that. As far as Glide, I think it's a great concept, basically. As you said, Jody, where you can take a video, you shoot it off to somebody else, sort of walkie-talkie. I think one of the problems with video chat to date, as a general rule, is that we've got this intrusion thing where if I want to send a video chat request through to you, I have to actually interrupt what you're doing and you have to take it right now, whereas with what Glide are doing, it allows you to send something, and when that person's ready, they'll watch it and respond to it. So
yeah.
I think it's a really good concept, and obviously they've done their homework and people are adopting it, so good for them.
Are you, Andrew, are you worried about what Glide's doing with Zafe? Is different, isn't it?
I mean, I won't say too much about what we're up to, but I'm not worried at all with what Glide are doing. It's a great thing that they've got going, and we interviewed them a while ago on the show, and it's quite different to sort of what we're doing, but it's great to see that people are starting to really adopt video, and it's becoming quite focal around social.
Definitely. I also want to say when the – I hope this is okay to say, Andrew, but I'll say it anyway. When Zafo do put the app out, please download it and try it out. Don't
– Yeah, we'll let you know what we're doing at the time.
Yeah, and don't bypass it. Make sure you download it. Do you agree, Jodie?
What?
Incidentally, I think part of the reason that Glide has had such tremendous growth, when you are using it, right, the first time you open it up, it asks if you want to connect with your friends. And they almost liken it to being hacked, because what it does is it goes to everybody in your address book if you don't uncheck them, and it sends them a message that says, I've got something to show you on Glide, which almost sounds like you have a message waiting, and so people sign up, but there is no message. Do you know what I mean? So you can edit that message that goes out, but if you're sending that out to everybody in your phone book because you didn't uncheck them, and those people, obviously they're in your phone book because they know you and they like you and they trust you, and they unwittingly are signing up for Glide, that could possibly be the reason why it's got this sudden surge in growth.
Definitely. What about you, Sonny? What's your view on them stories? Do you have a view?
Well, I mean, I'm a big user of Instagram, and I love Hipstamatic, which also sort of feeds through the Instagram. Mm. And I'm just looking at this Glide now on my app store. First, I'm hearing of it today. So I use Vine also for video and the Instagram for photos. So just looking at the Glide, to me, it kind of is like a video version of Heytail, just sending, like, you know, Heytail where you send the voice messages and you pick them up when you're ready.
Yeah.
So Glide's kind of just doing the same but for video. So I don't really think, just from looking at it, I don't think it's, you know, going to take over per se and replace Instagram and Vine. I think, like what you guys said, that they do all have their place on the market, and they are going to definitely appeal to different age groups as well. Like, very quickly, the Glide sort of looks to me as there's something a lot of kids would probably use, the younger market, whereas I'm noticing, especially on Instagram, there's a whole range of age groups that are really using that.
Yeah,
very good point. But I think one of the quickest way to get your app big is to try and focus to that younger market. And then once you actually get that market on board, then you can make your app a bit more mature and try and adopt. I think some of the older market are too brand conscious, whereas the younger people, if their mate's using it, they'll pick it up irrelevant, whereas some of the older people...
Yeah, they're very quick to jump onto the new thing. So that is a really good point of getting the younger market onto any application really helps with its success.
Mm.
All right. What about you, Steve? What's your view on these stories?
Well, you know, of course, I've seen the big competition between Vine and Instagram, so it was kind of a little surprised when Glide came along. I haven't really seen or used Glide, but it's kind of interesting to note what Jody said about it, how fast it got adopted, concerning how they kind of maybe even trick you into, you know, sending it to your friends, and they think they actually got a message. So that could be possibly why I got adopted so quickly.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think, Brad, just revisiting with the Apple, I think it's a really good idea what Apple are considering doing, making a bigger screen. I currently have an iPhone 4S.
Yeah.
I've held off on going for the iPhone 5, but I'm sort of really keen to have a look at the 5.5 or the iPhone 6, perhaps.
Yeah.
But whenever I see someone with a Samsung, such as yourself, Brad, it's kind of the bigger screen. It's a really nice real estate to use, and you sort of think, wow, that would be cool. I like the idea of them going for an iPhone 6, perhaps with a similar screen size to the Samsung, and then potentially keeping the current screen size that they've got for their 5 as the cheaper iPhone.
I definitely.
Think everyone knows that they're looking at a $100 or $200 phone. Yeah. If they go down that path, keep the current one as the cheaper for the lower socioeconomic markets, and they have a bigger one, then they can start competing with some of the Android users.
Well, if they put out an iPhone 6 with a more wider screen, I'll move back to the iPhone.
Yeah, I'll agree with you because I'm on the iPhone 4 at the moment, and you know, you do spend a lot of time on your phone and reading emails and all that sort of thing. And I've just gone out and gone onto the dark side and bought an iPad mini.
Yay.
Which Brad's been trying for years to convince me, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it. However, my sister got an iPad for her birthday, and I was looking, it was just a little bit too big for me, but then I went and had a look at the iPad mini, and I really love the size of it. Like, you know, it's a good step up from the iPhone. It does everything I need to do, but the screen size is really, really good. So I think if they do bring in a bigger screen into the iPhone 6, that's going to really be a big seller in the market.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Jacob, what do you want to say, mate, before we go interview Sonia?
Yeah, what I was trying to say about what now contains to both, I said don't put it down because it looks bad by the photos. You might like it more than you thought you would.
I don't know what you mean by that, mate. I have
No, like if you see photos and stuff, it looks bad to you.
What's that?
Like you.
On which device?
What's that got to do with Zafo, mate?
No, that's about the Glide.
Oh, the Glide. Okay, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Glide, yeah.
And just one thing, too. The Samsung Galaxy Note 3, they're looking at a 5.5, 5.7, and 6-inch. So three separate devices, three separate screen sizes, all differing by 0.5 inch. Wow. Is that really necessary? That seems to me like just a crazy overload when people are really just going to buy whatever the store has anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I think that's completely silly. And
it just comes out like a desperate measure of just trying to get hold of into the market, like unnecessarily. Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. I think 5.5, 5.76, who's going to go, oh, I wouldn't want that 5.7, but sign me up for the 5.5. Just silly.
Well, you used my phone on Wednesday, Andrew. What did you think of it?
Yeah, I quite like it. The only thing, I love the physical form factor, the size. The only thing I don't like about your phone is I don't like the Android operating system.
Really?
I agree.
It feels a bit clunky to me. I think the Apple operating system is still by far and away the best user experience coming.
Well,
you know, I think it far beats the Android.
I say get an Android phone and use it for a month and see how you like it. Don't judge it before you after.
Yeah, look, I have used it. I haven't used it, as you'd say, Brad, sort of, you know, for a good few weeks. I've used it. My wife had an Android, but I think John Ivey down at Apple has got user experience right, so I don't see why to change.
All right, that's good. That's your opinion. I
sort of agree with you as well. I find the Android a little bit clunky, and, you know, they've got so many different operating systems. I really like the Apple and the Windows phone. But yes, I agree with Andrew there.
Well, you can do more. Well, you can do more with Android anyway. You can put like wallpaper stuff on and stuff, and you know, you can customize it more and stuff, which is good. I like it. That's why I like it anyway.
Yeah, I like the simplicity of the iPhone. I get to everything really quick and fast.
All right, that's good. What about you, Jody? Android or Apple or what? Or you don't like none of them? I know you like Apple.
You know I'm an iPhone fangirl, and I kind of feel like everybody who's jumped to Android is eventually going to come back to Apple, and I'll tell you why.
Don't worry, I will be. Don't worry about it if they bring it in a good
economy. Go for it, Jody.
I know, right? I think it's a better operating system. I think that, I mean, nothing against Android. I know that Android people are like really gung-ho about it. But the other thing about the size of the screen, I know when they introduced the iPhone 5, everybody was like, oh, it's so much better because it's bigger. Honestly, it's a phone. And, you know, I've got an iPad.
Exactly.
But this is a phone. I don't want a big phone. You know, I want kind of a phone that's going to be portable and easy enough to see, but I want to be able to slip it in my purse or my back pocket or my jacket pocket. I don't want something that's, you know, I don't want to look like those people that carried boom boxes around in the 70s. I want a little phone.
Jody, what about Google Glass? Would you ever buy that at all?
You know what? Yes, I would. And I kind of have like a bone to pick with this whole Google Glass thing because, okay, so they were the first people that got them, and Robert Scoble had one, and there was a picture that's become infamous of Robert Scoble in the shower that his wife ostensibly took because he loved them so much he didn't want to take them off. Mm-hmm. Okay, I get it. Scoble's an early adopter. But then you've got everybody who's been getting them, like the next generation of people who are now able to get the Google Glasses.
Yeah.
And it seems like there's this plethora of people who are changing their profile. Either they borrowed somebody's glass and somebody took a picture of them and they think it's super cool.
Yeah.
And they're putting pictures of themselves, like their profile picture now, with the Google Glass on. And honestly, it looks desperate.
Yeah, I know.
You are not Robert Scoble Thank you very much.
yeah, you're not Robert Scoble. Don't try and be Robert Scoble. You can't be.
And people who are moving from Apple to Android and saying, oh, I'm doing this because of Google Glass. Apple has half the market share. I'm pretty sure Google are going to make their Glass product so that it will work with the Apple handset.
How known? That would never happen, Andrew.
Why not?
Good.
Well, it might. It might happen.
I agree with Andrew.
Okay. Jacob, what do you reckon?
iOS?
Yeah.
I'm sticking with iOS. I just have Android because I have one of those phones that's on 1.6 gingerbread.
Yeah, same. I have an Android phone and I also have the iPad mini, so I have both of I still love the Apple stuff. It's good. Well, mate.
It doesn't matter because everything's going to wind up being in the cloud eventually anyway, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, what about you?
You're talking about like Android and iOS or what?
Yeah, all that stuff we just discussed.
I think it just goes down to your personal preference. I mean, I'm not going to hate against Android because, you know, people like it. I prefer iPhone just primarily because of scheduling and syncing my calendar or my schedule and notes with all my other devices. I could see why certain people would like Android because the flexibility, more options you can do with the iPhone, of course. With the new iOS 7 coming out this fall, we should see a lot more changes in usability, though.
Yeah, definitely. The Samsung, have you seen the S4, Sonia? Have you seen the phone, the Samsung S4?
No, I haven't, actually.
You should check it out. It's a great phone. Andrew's seen it. Have you seen it, Jody?
Sorry, I was on mute. No, I have not. And honestly, it wouldn't even pique my interest.
Okay. All right, we'll leave it at that then. Okay, so
shut down in flames, Brad.
Yeah, exactly. You're trying
to sell Google to all us Apple lovers.
Well, James got an Android device, so
Now, Brad, hang on. You've been convincing me for years to go onto Apple, so how come now all of a sudden you're going over to Google?
I'm not really on Google, but I just wanted to use the phone for a bit, you know. It's a nice phone. I still love the Apple stuff, you know. The iPad mini and stuff. It's still a good device.
I'll just wait for Apple to bring out their own version of the Glass.
Yeah.
You'll get the wristwatch first.
So you wouldn't get the Glass, Sonia, if they bring it to Australia?
Will I get one? Hell yeah.
Oh, so you would, okay. But it's with Google, though. Does that matter?
Well, you know, I'm open to new technologies.
but the Google Glass will work with an Apple handset.
Oh, yeah, I think it will.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah.
I think it will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you know, because if you you like an iPhone, you wouldn't be interested in Glass. I don't think they're mutually exclusive.
Yeah, they are two different products as well.
Exactly.
And I get the watch thing too.
I'm just on the online now, looking at a different form factor of this Google Glass, and I mean, it looks okay. It looks a little bit sci-fi at the moment, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does a bit. It's not overly subtle, is it?
Yeah, you kind of feel a bit weird walking. Like, if I was walking around the Gold Coast and I was the only person wearing Google Glass, I think I'd feel a little bit, embarrassed.
It'd be interesting to see how many people actually recognize what you're wearing.
Yeah.
At $1,500, all you have to worry about is one person who wants them recognizing what you're wearing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It'll be a spate of robberies.
Exactly.
Okay, so our special guest today is Australian actress Sonia Carroll. How are you, Sonia?
I'm fabulous.
That's good. And we hear you've been quite busy lately.
Yeah, I have.
Happening, and you've been announced for a new role for Natural Injustice and producing a couple of roles. Why don't you give us a bit of an update on what you've been up to since you were last on the show?
Well, I'm now back on the Gold Coast. I've been all around Australia, it feels like, and back again in the last few months. So I was down in Sydney for a little while and Melbourne before that, and now I'm back on the coast. Beautiful weekend here today, by the way. So I've been very busy, and as you've just said, I've been announced with Natural Injustice. So that's an Australian independent feature film. Mm-hmm. And it's currently in pre-production, and we're looking at shooting it in February, March next year. So that's going to be really exciting, and that's all Queensland-based production, and a few Sydney actors are on board, some quite well-known Australian actors that are going to be coming on board with that. And then myself, I've actually just finished producing two short films One is a comedy and one is a thriller. So I play two completely different characters in those, but it was my first first chance to go and do some producing, and it's gone really well. So I'm really happy to be able to say I've got two films, short films that I've produced, and the third one is in post-production at the moment. So there's actually going to be three.
So that movie's going to be on TV anytime soon?
No, so they're all films. So they'll be, I'm going to putting them into film festivals throughout the world.
Cool.
So, so I'll keep you posted on how they all go. We've got our first screening on August 30th for two of them in Queensland. So that's really exciting. So it'll be an Australian premiere, I guess you could say.
Yeah, any idea whether you'll hit some public screens or will that sort of depend on some of the film festivals and how it goes from there?
Yeah, well, a lot of the film festivals, they have sort of certain rules and regulations as to when and where it can't screen. So at the moment, our priority is to sort of get them into the independent film festival market and do that circuit first and just see how they go from there. And then, make a decision where we want to take it with Australia. But we're really keen to get them onto the international market. So that's what we're doing.
All right. Steve, any questions for Sonia?
Yeah, how about the, what's that, Natural Injustice? What kind of movie is that?
So that's it's a drama. And the storyline is about a father who, his wife died previously and he just had his son left. And the storyline kind of follows his journey. So his father, his son, was killed in a hit and run by some other teenagers that were messing about in the car on their phones and that sort of thing. So it's sort of got an underlying message about teenagers and that. And he just sort of, it just follows his journey of really losing the plot and that outcome. I don't want to sort of say what the end of the story is, but it's quite traumatic what actually happens. And you sort of feel, you feel for him as to what he goes through and just, the loss of his wife and then the loss of his son. And it kind of gives you an insight as to what other families must go through when these sort of things happen to them. And you kind of, the end result of what he actually does from the outside, you'd look at it and go, oh, he's, that's a crazy person. But then once you follow the storyline, you really feel for and understand what he does. So I think it's going to be a really good movie, and I'm really looking forward to it being out in Australian cinema.
Cool. All right, Jodie, any questions?
Yeah, Sonia, well, first of all, I want to hear your California, USA, California accent.
Oh, my God. You guys, you're putting me on the spot.
That's pretty good.
We normally warm up, Jodie. That's great.
On your bio, that's great.
Hey, Sonia, can you do an Aussie voice?
Pardon? What was that, Brad?
Can you do an Aussie voice?
No, I'm from LA.
But how about doing an American voice, doing an Australian voice?
Oh, my God. So when the Americans try and do an Aussie accent, it's really, really bad. I'll try and do an Aussie accent as an American. But I think I might end up sounding like Steve Irwin.
Throw some more shrimp on the Barbie.
Let's throw some shrimp on the Barbie.
It's so true, though, because you've got the American actors who try and do the Aussie accent, and all the Americans are like, oh, they're playing an Australian, oh, that's so cool, and we're here listening to it going, oh, that sounds horrible.
I know.
And when Jacob does it, he sounds like he's from the UK.
When he tries and does an American or Australian?
American. Australian.
The person who does the best over-the-top Australian accent is Sam Levin.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah, Sam Levin. He's a legend.
G'day, mate. Yeah.
But it's so true. As an Australian actor, you have to have a flawless American accent.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. Mm.
People think, oh, it's so easy to have an American accent, but you've got to think you're an Australian. So one, you've got your Australian accent, then you've got to learn your character, then you've got to learn your lines, then you've got to be on location in front of camera, and then you've got to speak American and have emotion all at the same time and sound realistic.
Yeah.
And so not look like you're acting. It's actually really hard.
Sonia, what got you involved in acting? How did you get started?
I got started, when did I start? Quite a few years ago now. I kind of just have fallen into it and it's kind of snowballed as it goes along. So how I actually fell into it way back in the day, I was working here on the Gold Coast and I just thought for extra cash I'd do some extra work. And so I got onto the set of Flipper, and Flipper the Adventures of Flipper. The dolphin. And no, I wasn't the dolphin. Everyone asks me, were you the dolphin? So it was a Warner Brothers, and this is the first time I've admitted this, and now they'll know. So I was on set, and I was asked if I had a boat license, and clearly I didn't, so I said that I did.
You acted. Because,
well, my mum said to me, you know what, Sonia, just say yes to everything and figure it out afterwards. So I'm like, okay, I'll do that. I'm like, yeah, totally, I have a boat license. And they're like, oh, because you look like our lead actor. We were looking for her body double, her stunt double. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't do stunts. But, yeah, I've got a boat license. So I promptly spent that week going and getting a boat license. It's kind of almost off the back of a cereal box, but, you know, I could drive. Anyway, so I got on set. I got the job and I got on set and I filmed for a few years with them. But it was quite funny because the first time I was on set and I had to drive one of the rubber ducks, it kept stalling. And because I actually wasn't an avid boatie, I was having a really hard time trying to start the damn engine. So they ended up having to put a cameraman in the bottom of the boat with me to start it when it kept stalling. But you know what? I didn't care. I got the job. I thought, that's technicality. That's not my job to figure out how to start a boat.
By the time you're on set, they have to work out the problem. Everyone's waiting. Production crew's there. It's like, work around it.
I'm like, I'm just here for the face. You know, you sort out the boat. So, yeah, and I just went from there. And then I went out to London and I did some presenting. I hosted a hip-hop show. And, again, I just thought, you know what? I don't know much about hip-hop, but I reckon I could do this. So got on stage and started hosting a hip-hop show.
Wow.
And then, yeah, so I kind of, I think my mum gave me a little bit of extra confidence that I can pretty much do anything. And so, yeah, so I just give it a go.
Hey, Sonia, has anyone approached you to come on any Aussie TV shows like Home and Away or Neighbours, them sort of shows at all?
Not yet. I've been auditioning. I was actually really lucky this year. I've been auditioning for some pilot shows in the States. So that was a pretty big deal for me to get my first pilot season audition this year. Nice. But I'm currently on hold for an Australian show for next week. So let's just fingers crossed that I land it.
Oh, well, good on you. I hope it comes through. Yeah, come here.
And if I don't, I'll be like, mwah, mwah, mwah.
Do we know what a show is it? Do we know it, or can we have a hint on what it is? Or
I can't say yet, right?
Okay, cool. You'll get it. Okay, Jacob, you got a question. Go ahead.
Yes. When did you start your career?
I've been doing it, as I said, for quite a few years, but I've taken it seriously since 3 years ago. So prior to that, I've done lots of various different things. I've done presenting and hosting and fitness work. So I've always been in the industry. And it's sort of when I came back from London in 2010, that's when I kind of thought, all right, everything I try my hand at, I seem to do fairly well at. So, you know, maybe you should really put your head down, ass up, and really give it a shot. So that's what I've been doing. And the first film audition that I actually did, I got. So,
nice one.
Wow. Yeah. So it's all easy when you get that.
Yeah. You know, and people say, oh, my God, they're an overnight sensation. With 10 years work.
Yes, it takes 10 years to be an overnight
sensation.
And you also used to work at Microsoft too, Sonia.
Yeah, so I was one of their Windows gurus with their pilot program that they brought into Australia. There was around 400 people that applied, and I was lucky enough to be one of 20 that was selected. So I did a lot of Windows work for them, and more recently I've been doing lots and lots of voiceover training with all their new operating systems. So every time they're bringing something in new, the voice behind the training.
Hey, can we get a sample of what you said on one of the things?
Oh my God, I love the way you're putting me on the spot today.
Sorry.
Oh gosh, really?
If you can't do it, don't worry about it. It's all good.
Let's go with something else.
So Sonia, how do you find the travel? I see you're in LA a fair bit. You're back and forward. How does that work?
Look, I love traveling back and forth to LA. It kind of feels like a second home out there. when I'm doing a lot of traveling around Australia, that gets monotonous because it's a lot of little trips, one here, 2 days there, 5 days there, a week there. But going out to LA, I actually really enjoy going out there, and it's in the pipeline that I'm looking to go out there sort of September, October or February next year. So I don't mind the travel. Like, I look at the flight to LA, it's a 12-hour flight, and I figure you sleep for eight of them. So really, it's only a four-hour flight.
It's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
So the big question, Sonia, mm-hmm. have you seen Sharknado yet?
No, but I've been seeing this thing on Twitter, and I was like, what the hell is Sharknado? This is going to be something that boys have made up, or... So I actually wanted to ask you what Sharknado is. Tell me.
And okay.
Imagine
the worst movie you've ever seen, and then imagine if they made it bad on purpose. That's pretty much Sharknado.
God.
Okay. And it's awesome. Going to be successful because everyone is tweeting about it.
It's a friend of mine said it's spectacularly awful.
Oh my God. And I'm hoping it's at least about sharks.
It's better. It's about sharks and tornadoes.
No way. Oh my
God. Sharks. Yeah.
And
it's
what,
a shark video. Okay.
What budget was this film made on?
I think I read it was about between half a mil and 1 mil.
So it's a low budget.
It's got Zachary something from old 90210 days, and it's got Tara Reid and a few other people. It's one of those things where once the shark attacks, the water is perfect blue, and then it turns, you know, awesome red instantly, and then they go to another shot where it's perfect blue again, and they've got different cuts of people on surfboards with, like, totally different weather, and then you're in a storm, and then they show a cut of, like, perfect LA weather.
Oh, my God. They're really, really big on the continuity. They obviously didn't put that
in. Oh, yeah. They didn't get that role quite done in time.
Oh, they had to make the budget cut.
Pardon?
They're supposed to have continuity too. I mean, isn't it enough just to have sharks flying through the air in a tornado?
Because you see that all the time. What city was it actually shot in? Is it shot in LA?
I'm pretty sure it was shot in LA, but I don't know.
Can you guys tell me? Because I'm pretty sure that LA actually doesn't have tornadoes.
Oh, that would make it even better for us.
Isn't it just Tornado Alley that has tornadoes out there in the States? Like, I know you have earthquakes.
You probably outside, I think. Normally, that's the biggest area, obviously.
Steve, I just want to ask you a quick question. I forgot to mention this to you before. Sorry to go off topic, but Nexus 7 is came out. What do you think about that? Nexus 7, the new one, Steve?
I've already got a tablet, so I'm fine there. I haven't read much about it because I was more interested in the Chromecast. I don't know. It's a good upgrade for people, looking from their previous version, I guess, or new adopters.
That's good. Yeah, I reckon it's a good price for Nexus 7. Andrew, what about you? Do you have a view on the new Nexus 7, or have you seen it?
No, I haven't, but I haven't seen the new one, but I quite like the idea of the device, that it's sort of a low-budget, Android entry-to-market device.
Yeah.
But I haven't really seen the new one, but, it's good. I know a few people who've got the original and quite like it.
I love how we just go off topic so randomly. Jodie, what do you think about the Nexus 7, the new one?
Yes, but you know they're making a sequel to Sharknado?
Mm-hmm. In New York.
Oh my God.
In New York.
I don't know that. Brad, you could probably get it on Netflix and tell us all about it.
Yeah, okay. You can get Netflix too if you want to.
On the opening night, they had more tweets about the show for hashtag Sharknado than they had viewers.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Well, you know, it is coming to Australia and also to the UK.
Really?
Just in case. Yeah, really.
Like, I definitely need to get a VIP ticket to that screening.
Oh, it's on TV.
It's on TV, straight to air.
No, it goes right to TV. It's, let's see, it's going to be in the UK August 7.
Yeah.
And is it Friday night? Is it tonight that it's on in Australia?
Today's Saturday.
Oh, so you missed it. It was last night, you guys.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. I wouldn't have watched
it. Oh, well, it was a raving success over here then.
That's good information, Jay. I didn't know that was on last night. Okay, that's good.
No. It wasn't on Twitter, so it doesn't exist, right?
Yeah, exactly. What channel was it on?
The new movies on Saturday.
What channel was it on, Jay? Do you know?
Let's see. NBC Universal International TV Arm Universal Networks.
Hmm. Yeah, Universal on Foxtel.
Well, I was watching Breaking Bad last night, so that kind of
I love Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
I love Breaking Bad.
Me too.
And Game of Thrones.
Yes.
My God, I so want to be on Game of Thrones.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome? And Walking Dead is pretty good too.
Yeah, I've heard about that. I haven't seen it yet.
Worth it, definitely.
I'll get it.
Now we're going to be rooting for you to be on all of these so we can watch you on them.
Yeah, I love you guys. I want you on Neighbours.
That's the support that we want.
Yeah.
I'd be awesome get on even all of them.
Yeah, we want to see you get eaten by a shark.
Oh, God.
No, we don't.
Yeah, you know
no,
what? I don't like crazy. The deep water, so that's probably not going to happen.
Can you swim, Sonia?
I can, but let me tell you, when I was on Flipper and they sprung on me that I had to dive off this big boat into the deep ocean and rescue somebody, I was absolutely terrified. And I was swimming out to the person going, don't freak out, don't freak out, don't panic, just get there, just get there. Don't freak out, Sonia. I hate deep water. Oh, my God. I'm so terrified of drowning.
Wow, so this whole Flipper thing was pretty big for you, really. You,
oh, my God.
You lined up and you couldn't drive a boat. And the role was for a boat. You can't swim. This is great.
I think they were going to try to cast her as a stunt woman, but didn't realize maybe she wasn't. I don't know.
How long ago was this Flipper movie out, Sonia? When was it out? Is it out now?
Oh, that was like 10 years ago, but I've learned to swim really well since then. I can swim, and I can drive a boat. I just hate deep water.
Yeah. So do you have
I'm going to watch Flipper now. That's the motivation.
I'm going to have to watch it too. So Sonia, what else do you do, Sonia, with yourself?
Well, I'm looking at heading down to Sydney, and I've got a little idea of a project that I want to put together. So that's what I'm looking at doing at the moment. And if it all falls into place, I'll actually come on to Tech Webcast and talk all about it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, come back on. Come back on anytime you want, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be really good to hear about this project. And obviously next week this one that you were talking about, it'd be great if that comes together.
Yeah, definitely.
I know. Fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed. How do you deal with that? Obviously, in film, you know, and being an actress, there's a lot of rejection, I assume, that you sort of get. How do you deal with that and get up the next day?
I kind of look at it, the way I personally look at it, is that I'm a product. So even though I'm Sonia, obviously, but I also think I'm a product. So it's basically, does that product fit the film? So does Sonia look like the character, and does she match? And because generally it doesn't come down to your acting ability, there's a lot of good actors. So after that next step, they've obviously got you in because they know you can act. It'll come down to something minor, like maybe they were casting me with someone that would play my daughter and they couldn't quite get someone that looked like me, so they took somebody else. So a lot of the time it's just based on your looks or a casting decision. I just sort of let it go, and I think to myself, well, I've gotten the audition, so that's a pretty big deal just to get an audition. And in the States, I heard that to even just get an audition, you've beat 4,000 other actors.
Wow.
So that's pretty huge. So I got 4 pilot season auditions, and I thought, well, I was pretty proud of myself just to get that audition for pilot season. So, and you just got to say to yourself, like, obviously you're getting closer. It's a power of the numbers game. Eventually it's going to happen.
And once you've done a couple of those auditions, as you just said, if a role comes up where they've already cast a daughter, for example, and they think, okay, who looks like her? Oh, that Sonia girl we had in, you know, a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Maybe we get her in again because they look the same. It's sort of just keep putting your face out there, and something will come up where they need someone who looks like you or is Australian or something like that. And the fact that you're this, you know, potentially you're an actress and another person is an actress, it's that sort of third party thing that swings into action for you.
Yeah. Because I've actually seen some of the roles that I have gone for and I haven't gotten. And I look and I'm like, oh, okay, I see why she was cast, because she does look like she matches the daughter more than I do. So you can actually look at it objectively and go, oh, okay, no, they have made the right casting decision based on the looks for that particular role. So, yeah.
Have you had any ones where you've had to do a chemistry test with another person?
No, everyone gets on with me.
Perfect.
Sonia, what about what's the who's your favorite actress you've worked with so far? How many do you like so far?
I've worked with Australian independent actors, so I haven't had the opportunity yet to work with any big name American actors.
Okay.
But I would like to work with Meryl Streep.
Cool.
I'd love to work with her.
Just going to push it straight up to the top.
You know, aim high.
That's it.
Definitely. And what if they said to you, Channel 10 contacting them, one of your neighbours, would you do it?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, Neighbours is a good show. Yeah. Do you watch Neighbours, yeah. Andrew?
No, I don't.
Okay. Jodie wouldn't know what that show is. That's in Australia only. But
no, I think they might. It's Neighbours and Home and Away. Like, a lot of our actors that are making it in the States have all come from Neighbours and Home and Away.
Oh, yeah, so they have. Yes, that's a good point. Yeah.
So Jodie might know about it.
Yeah. Jacob, do you know about that show at all?
No, but I've seen it on Netflix.
You should watch it.
Are you serious? What show have you seen on Netflix?
Well, they don't have Home and Away. They just have the that one you're just talking about.
Neighbours?
I don't think so. I haven't seen it on there.
ABC. Well,
that probably wouldn't for you.
That's not on ABC, Matt. It's on Channel 10. Right?
Maybe it's a different Neighbours show.
Must be. It must be. All right, Jodie. Have you ever done any acting before, Jodie?
Have I ever done? I act every single day.
Really?
In fact, right now, presenting is a form of acting.
Actually, no. You know what? Actually, in high school, I was Buttercup in the Pirates of Penzance. Does that count?
Cool.
Yes, that totally counts. Everyone starts somewhere.
Exactly. Definitely, that counts.
And what about you, Steve? Have you done any acting before?
Yes. Not any well film or known films off Broadway. No, I'm just kidding. I actually acted in my parents' play or something like that. I was supposed to be what do you call it? Well, a really naughty child, I guess. And then it was a Christmas church Christmas play, I think, something like that. I don't know. That was about my all my acting experience.
How old were you then?
Oh, shoot, I can't remember. It was six or what? The first play I was in, I think it was six, and then the other one maybe 13 or something like that.
Yeah, the first one I ever did, I was 7, and I played Cottontail in Flopsy Mopsy Cottontail.
Cool. What about you, Andrew? Have you done any acting before, mate?
No. I mean, I did drama at school, which was a whole lot of fun. My drama teacher was awesome. Yeah. And that's pretty much all. All I remember was that I never really got into it. But then one day, sort of a friend and I, it was our year 10 or something, you know, we had to do a little make up a play thing and do it ourselves for 5 minutes. And we decided we're going to go all out, and we absolutely nailed it and got an A+. So my report for drama was a D, a D, a C, and an A+.
Wow. I didn't do drama at school, funnily enough.
All right, let's wrap up the show, Jodie. Sonia, where can they contact you and follow you on Twitter and stuff?
Look, they can find me on Instagram and Twitter. I'm on there
cool.
most days. Not on Facebook so much, but yeah, just at Sonia Carroll on both Instagram and Twitter.
Yep, good stuff. And you also got an iPad mini. Give us a quick review.
Oh my God, I'm in love with this new gadget. This is why I'm in IT, because I absolutely love it. I was no, I'm not having Apple. I'm all about Microsoft. You know what? I absolutely love it.
So do you have to hide that when you go into the Microsoft?
You're not allowed to take any Apple products into Microsoft.
That sucks.
She has to take the Surface.
Is that so the execs don't steal them?
You're getting so much trouble if you took an Apple product in.
All right.
You know what? I love this mini so much. I just slip it into my handbag because it's the perfect lady size.
It is. Yeah, it is. Good stuff. Sonia, what's your view on the Xbox One?
I don't do gaming, Brad. I don't have time for that.
Okay. Because I thought, you work at Microsoft, and I thought you would have had some sort of input on that, but anyway.
Didn't talk to me about that particular product.
Okay, good stuff. All right, Andrew, Twitter or anything you want to plug in here before final thoughts, mate?
No, thank you for being on the show, Sonia. We really look forward to having you back again and hearing about how you go with a few roles and things. So that was fantastic.
Yep, definitely.
Have a lot of fun with you guys.
Hey, it's always a fun it's always a fun podcast on here every day.
It was fun. It was also fun before we went to air. That was quite funny.
the things that happen in the tea room.
I know.
Okay, if you want to get me, I'm on facebook.com and Twitter/AriFromOz or zafo.com/@Andrew.
And me at Twitter, Brad Oz, on the Tech Webcast. Jody, final thoughts, and you're going to plug anything?
Twitter? Yeah, I'm going to plug Flipper because I'm going to find that on Netflix, and I'm going to look for Sonya. And you can find me on Twitter as Sunswept. And you can find me pretty much everywhere else as either Jody Rains or Webmarcom, webmarcom.net.
And let us know when you get that Chromecast. And
oh, yes.
Let us know. Yeah,
I'm interested to hear what you think about it, Jode.
Yep, I agree. Jacob.
Okay, you can follow me at jazzbot32669 1z. And thanks for being on, Sonya.
My pleasure.
Okay, Steve.
I'm glad she came on today's guest. I'm going to try to watch Flipper. I'm like, oh, there she is driving the boat. You can find
It's not my face because I'm the stunt person.
She's swimming.
I'm swimming.
Jumping
off boats.
Twitter on Chatterbox_live and on Justin TV as Justin.tv/LinuxCoolBean.
And Steve, who do we have on next week?
I could find out that real quick. Open up my calendar, and we should have...
Drum roll.
Boom, boom.
Heather Stewart. This is Heather Stewart.
Oh, yeah, she's a singer. Yeah, she's next week. That's good.
Awesome.
Yeah, Heather Stewart. She's a legend. Yeah, I know who she is. She's been on TV and stuff. That's pretty good.
Lovely.
Yeah. Andrew, 250 next week, mate.
250 shows next week. Balloons, confetti, the whole thing, champagne.
That's a big milestone, guys.
It is. When did you start, Andrew? Just by the way.
That is a good question. Only towards the start of this year, I think, or the end of last year, or something like that.
Okay. And Jody's been on for the whole past shows, haven't you, Jody?
A bunch of them, but I didn't come on in the very beginning. I think has it been 2 years?
Yeah, it couldn't be. 2 years. Yeah.
Wow, that's a long time.
2 years.
Those are all my Friday nights, too.
Because it's Friday for you out there.
Right.
Brad, you're killing her social life.
Hey, well, you know, she wants to be here.
You should see if you can get Jason to do a guest on the 250.
Let's not go there. Anyway.
omit.
Why did you bring him up for Andrew, please? No, I'm trying to get him on. I'm joking. I'll get him on if he comes on.
So, what's the weather like down there?
That's good. Good weather. All right, Jacob, wrap up, mate.
That was great.
That was an awesome wrap up.
Thank you.
Hi, Glenn from Aussie Tech Heads. Join Will, Eric and myself as we bring you the latest, most up-to-date, important tech news that affects you from Australia and the world. Weekly podcast available each Friday through iTunes. Watch the live stream recording of the show at live.thesecrethub.com each Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. or GMT plus 10. Call in live via Skype or chat in our lounge. However you get us, just make sure you do. Listen or visit our website for more information, www.aussietechheads.com.au. Aussie Tech Heads, Australia's longest running Tech News Podcast.
Well, that's it for Tech Webcast this week. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed having your mind expanded. Tune in next week for more tech talk with Brad, Jason, and whatever crazy guests they've managed to rope in. Don't forget to get the Tech Webcast app from iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and of course, check us out on Facebook too. Until next time, may the tech be with you. Peace!